Good morning. A Merry Christmas to everybody. Joining us, as he does at this time each day, is our political observer, Santa Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing, Ian?
Well, as we look ahead to the next year, I'd love to get your take on some of the political people who will be looming large in 2019. So I'll throw a name out there and you say where you find them this Christmas morning, okay?
Great.
President Trump.
Well, I think President Trump is in a very bad spot. I keep thinking of Scrooge, you know, who really was faced with the ultimate truths about himself, going back and going forward. I think Trump really is now a prisoner in his own White House in many ways. He's described as being very disgruntled, very unhappy. And from where I'm looking, you know, there comes a point where even the most narcissistic of people have to take a look at where they are. And there are those people who will feel sorry for him because basically he is a prisoner of his own personality. I do think he's in deep trouble, and I think where he is right now is going to lead to inevitable impeachment and maybe indictment.
Outgoing Speaker Paul Ryan.
Well, the poor guy wanted to be president of the United States. We all know that. He didn't want to be speaker. He made that plain. He took the speakership, maybe thinking he could parlay it into the presidency, but it certainly hasn't worked out. And when you're in combination with a man like Donald Trump, it certainly isn't going to work the way you want. Now, the House is going to be Democratic, of course, and that has to be ascribed to some degree to the ineptitude of Ryan, who, instead of doing his job and making sure the president was investigated, because it's the constitutional responsibility that he has, stepped aside and had people like Nunez and others who work for him basically shielding the president. He's going to have to look in the mirror after he's out of here also. He'll probably become a K Street lobbyist and make a lot of money.
Someone who doesn't say much, Robert Mueller.
Well, I think Mueller is the man of the century. It could be. We don't know yet. Mueller, of course, is going to have to submit his report. We are now hearing it may come out in February, but that won't be the first time we've heard something that was wrong about the Mueller investigation. If it does come out, and what I mean by that, Ian, is that there's a real problem with this, and that is he's going to have to give it to that hack Whitaker, who is the acting attorney general, and certainly isn't equipped to be there, and certainly doesn't have the integrity to share that report with the American people. So he may sit on it, in which case one would only hope that somebody's going to leak it. I suspect, however, that what you're going to find is that both houses of Congress, particularly the incoming Democrats, are going to want to see that report and do everything, including using their subpoena power, to get it.
Charles Schumer.
Well, Chuck Schumer has played a very careful role here, Ian. He has always been a favorite of mine. I've always liked the way he works. He has a terrific sense of humor. He comes in, he talks to WMC every once in a while. On the other hand, I don't think he has been aggressive enough in going after the president. Even this famous White House meeting with him, Trump and Pelosi and Pence looking on, showed him to be, in some ways, I think, less than aggressive with the president. Now, he smiled. He said, no, that isn't going to be. But, you know, you really do need a guy who'll get out there and fight. And I wish Schumer had a little bit more of that.
Andrew Cuomo.
Well, Governor Cuomo, of course, is going to have some rough times here. There's a man named Scoofus from the Hudson Valley who's been appointed by Andrea Stewart Cousins, who takes no prisoners herself and is showing herself to be a remarkable woman. And Cuomo, of course, is going to be the subject of a Scoofus investigation into the corruption that has gone on in Albany. You have this famous Buffalo Billions and how they were given out. You have three of Cuomo's closest friends being convicted of serious crimes. And Cuomo, who has had a tremendously effective year getting legislation passed and promises to do more here, has spent a lot of time attacking the President of the United States. And his incoming Attorney General, Letitia James, promises to do more of that. But you know what? The legislature is supposed to be a coordinate branch of government looking at the other branches. So far, it has failed miserably to do that. And Cuomo may have his hands full, Ian, when it comes to making sure that he can defend everything that has gone on in government.
All right, I want to give you a threefer on the last one. I'll name some U.S. senators who all have their eyes on 2020. Warren, Gillibrand, Sanders.
Well, all three, I think, have not grabbed the golden ring when they should have. You know, you're riding around on the merry-go-round and you have a chance, and only one chance. Gillibrand made a calculated decision to go after Al Franken. That has come back and hurt her, Ian. I hear from many, many people who are furious that Franken got thrown out. Well, it may have been appropriate, maybe not, but she's getting a lot of backlash on that. As far as Bernie Sanders, missed it. Gotten a little older now, I have too, but whether or not he can reclaim the passion that he had, I don't think he gets it. And Elizabeth Warren had a shot. She said it was too early. She let it go by. There went the golden ring.
So much to watch for in 2019. Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, to you and to all the listeners, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a wonderful and restful few days, because here we go again.